Well, natural history broadcaster and legend David Attenborough is in Australia this week, where he'll give three sold-out lectures in Sydney about his life on air. He's granted two interviews while he's here. One is for commercial television and one's for radio. David Attenborough is speaking here with Robin Williams about the issue of how science is reported in the media and how it can be twisted by politicians, particularly in the area of climate change.
Let me ask you about some of your colleagues, such as Paul Nurse from the Royal Society, have said that there is not only a problem, but there's been a distortion of the science about the problem. Are you concerned about that?
Yes, I think it's very disturbing indeed that when you get a message from science that you don't like, you say, well, the science is wrong. That's not what science is about. Science is about looking unblinkingly at the facts. And when they don't match what you thought, then you change where you think. And if they produce danger signs, the same mental discipline said, all right, then we must recognise the danger, do something about it. You don't say the science is wrong.
But they have been doing that.
Well, because it's easier, it's more comforting, and it's cheaper.
Yes.
In the short run. And in the long run, of course, it's catastrophic.
And how do you see that playing out? Because it seems to me that if you look on the one side at science having several hundred different takes, you know, you in the field looking at natural history are looking at 40 different or 50 different examples of evidence, which you then put together and you get some sort of theme or a pattern. Whereas if you are just being a commentator knocking the science, you just say, don't believe it, not convinced. You are disputing the way all of this information comes together to make an overall point.
Certainly. And the great scientists are the ones who see something which destroys a theory which they may have held for all their life, but who then say, yep, I recognise the facts. There is a demonstration of the proof, and I will therefore abandon my previous theory. That's what a great scientist does. But politicians, it is easier for a politician to say, I don't believe it, and therefore I'm not going to spend money there or take any action.
What do you think the scientists should do about that, those who are concerned about putting the record right? What would you like to see?
Well, we just have to keep on declaring the truth, and that's not just restricted to science. I mean, it's a basic thing of life, that it's a moral thing in life, that you must state the truth.
Segment 1.
Well, natural history broadcaster and legend David Attenborough is in Australia this week, where he'll give three sold-out lectures in Sydney about his life on air. He's granted two interviews while he's here. One is for commercial television and one's for radio. David Attenborough is speaking here with Robin Williams about the issue of how science is reported in the media and how it can be twisted by politicians, particularly in the area of climate change.
Let me ask you about some of your colleagues, such as Paul Nurse from the Royal Society, have said that there is not only a problem, but there's been a distortion of the science about the problem. Are you concerned about that?
Yes, I think it's very disturbing indeed that when you get a message from science that you don't like, you say, well, the science is wrong. That's not what science is about.
Segment 2.
Science is about looking unblinkingly at the facts. And when they don't match what you thought, then you change where you think. And if they produce danger signs, the same mental discipline said, all right, then we must recognise the danger, do something about it. You don't say the science is wrong.
But they have been doing that.
Well, because it's easier, it's more comforting, and it's cheaper.
Yes.
In the short run. And in the long run, of course, it's catastrophic.
Segment 3.
And how do you see that playing out? Because it seems to me that if you look on the one side at science having several hundred different takes, you know, you in the field looking at natural history are looking at 40 different or 50 different examples of evidence, which you then put together and you get some sort of theme or a pattern. Whereas if you are just being a commentator knocking the science, you just say, don't believe it, not convinced. You are disputing the way all of this information comes together to make an overall point.
certainly. And the great scientists are the ones who see something which destroys a theory which they may have held for all their life, but who then say, yep, I recognise the facts. There is a demonstration of the proof, and I will therefore abandon my previous theory.
Segment 4.
That's what a great scientist does. But politicians, it is easier for a politician to say, I don't believe it, and therefore I'm not going to spend money there or take any action.
What do you think the scientists should do about that, those who are concerned about putting the record right? What would you like to see?
Well, we just have to keep on declaring the truth, and that's not just restricted to science. I mean, it's a basic thing of life, that it's a moral thing in life, that you must state the truth.